We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Glad you joined us here on the John Kincaid Show. Plenty more coming up on the 17-game NFL schedule, which I still haven't gotten to, and I've teased like five times, and I'm totally embarrassed about that. But always good to be able to catch up with from Yahoo Sports. Eric Edholm joins us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is an NFL Sunday, Eric, and I'm a little excited because I keep hearing people say this is going to be the revenge game for the Patriots for Super Bowl 52. I'm like, they're not getting any of my Super Bowl champions T-shirt, hat, plaques, anything back. There's nothing that goes on today that's going to take anything away from that day.
Yeah, get your hands off my parade DVD. And anyway,
right.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't do that.
And I don't think New England views it as such either. I mean, look, there are a lot of people in that building. A lot of people will be on the field today who were on that, you know, were up in Minnesota for that game. The way they do business there just feels different than everywhere else. I mean, I'm sure they, you know, Belichick might have slipped on a copy of that Super Bowl tape and put it in the workout room or something just to –
tweak people
up. Yeah, sure, just to remind them, hey, look, right, we did lose the biggest game, you know, on this against this team and all that, but some different players, different quarterback for the Eagles, obviously, you know, circumstances entirely new. Patriots coming off a loss during a bye week, you know, just the whole thing feels different. So it's gonna be a fascinating game, right? I mean, the Eagles,
it is gonna be fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a chance.
I got to tell you here, though, two fascinating numbers to me. One from Mike Reese, ESPN, where he says, right now, the statistical worst quarterback in the NFL under pressure completing passes is Tom Brady.
Yep.
That shocks me, Eric. That shocks me.
It's been the opposite the majority of his career, right?
Correct.
I mean, it's been, you know, he's been the guy that they invited the blitz. They dared teams to try to pressure Tom because he was so lightning quick with his decisions. He had such rare chemistry with his receivers. He trusted his offensive linemen to handle, you know, tough situations like 6-on-5 blitzes and things like that. So, yeah, it's just been different. They lose two starting offensive linemen early in the year. They don't have the same reliability at receiver or Gronkowski at tight end. You know, Brady, I'm sure his skills have deteriorated a little bit. I mean, he hasn't been terrible this year, but he hasn't.
No,
been
not good. At all.
Not by his standards. So, I don't know. It's until they prove they can do it, that's going to be the MO of other defenses, is they're going to come after him and say, yeah, we trust our guys in single coverage or with no deep safety help or one deep safety, and go ahead and beat us that way.
And that Eagles defensive front may cause problems for that offensive line, which has been a little shaky with Patriots. How about this number for you? Ruben Frank had this from NBC Sports in Philly. Since the beginning of the 2017 season, so we're talking about 2.5 years plus, Carson Wentz is the quarterback that has had the least number of percentage of games started with a QB rating below 80. 94% of his starts, he's been QB rating 31 of 33. He's been above 80. Patrick Mahomes is second at 92%. Drew Brees third at 88%. Tom Brady in fifth at 85%.
Yeah.
And Wentz takes nothing but grief in Philly. He really does.
That's the thing. I went on Philly radio at some point. It was probably a few weeks after they lost in Atlanta. And I said, look, I know you guys aren't going to think this. You're going to think I'm nuts, but I thought at the time he was at least in the MVP discussion with what he was doing. All the drops from their receivers.
Terrible.
You know, they had offensive line issues as well. You know, there's a lot going on there. They were rotating running backs. They couldn't quite figure out who the lead guy was going to be at that point, you know. And so, yeah, I think Wentz has gotten way too much guff. And it's, part of it is the fact that Nick Foles won the championship and he didn't, right? I mean, that's on the bottom line right there. And that's something that he's going to always have to face until he gets that ring. So that's unfair. It's tough because he could have, you know, he was playing at a higher level than Nick Foles was at the end of the year.
Great
as his Super Bowl experience was. So, yeah, I feel like he's almost never going to be able to get that full respect until that point. And on some level, I get it. On some level, I certainly don't.
Now, yesterday, Colin Kaepernick's people took offense to his legal team, took offense to wanting to sign that NFL waiver that they received Wednesday morning, and they submitted the NFL their own waiver that they were willing to sign on Saturday afternoon. Like, I mean, to me, what took so long in voicing concerns about a waiver they were asking you to sign unless that was completely contrived? Do you feel the same way? Am I off base?
Yeah, without having seen the waiver, I mean, the NFL statement said this is the same waiver that we give to – you know, any player working out, trying out for a team, you know, and they came back with all these other stipulations. They wanted, you know, what amounted to be workman's comp pay and everything like that.
Correct.
If he got hurt. I mean, again, I without having seen the details and without really knowing exactly who to believe and what to think, I mean, it's a little unusual for their camp. And I'm sure
I would just say, why wait till Saturday afternoon to voice that concern? You got it on Wednesday morning. And they have documentation to show that they got it Wednesday morning.
They should have had all of these details worked out. This thing was announced on Tuesday, right? They should have had the next 36, 48 hours to say, let's hammer these things out. Let's sign a contract on this. Let's make it ironclad so that when we all get into Atlanta on Friday or Saturday, this thing has been figured out, worked out, detailed. I mean, here's the thing. So Jay Busby, who writes for Yahoo Sports, lives in the Atlanta area.
Sure.
There. He wrote the story yesterday. I thought he did a great job. Charles Robinson, our national NFL reporter, chimed in with what he knew. He's been talking to the Kaepernick camp for years now. He knows them very well. You know, I just happen to think, like, Jay left Flowery Branch, where the Falcons facility is, 5 minutes after it was reported that the workout wasn't happening there. By the time he drove the 60 miles and got there, security was set up.
Yes.
Camera were set up.
It was prearranged. It was prearranged, and they're trying to act like they did this on the fly. Everything was prearranged.
Right. I mean, what do you open the white book and like, all right, let's look for a high school field somewhere. Right. This was obviously they had this in mind, and they said they wanted
I get it. Being in Atlanta, I have local listeners who tip me off to things. They believe there was activity on that field as early as 9:30 on Saturday morning.
This was
a staged event, a planned event. So,
and I think you could say there's fault on both sides.
Absolutely,
why
you can.
The NFL springing this thing in the middle of November on a Saturday. Nobody worked.
Made
out
no
on
sense.
Saturday.
And the best talent evaluators are at college games.
Right. Or, you know, some teams are in their pre-draft meetings right now. And,
yes.
You know, there's so much going on in the league that has nothing to do with scouting free agents on Saturdays. Was it unusual in a lot of ways? Absolutely. So,
but a lot of blame to go around.
Sure. I think the Kaepernick side of it is, look, you can't win every battle. You can't control every situation. You're going to be, you know, you want to be part of a team? Look, I'm sure the NFL set him up in a certain way to look bad. I'm sure they did. I know the NFL. I know what they do. But, you know, them, I wouldn't go to a job interview and then say, all right, don't be scared, owners. I'm going to, you know, they just.
Yeah, I mean, he's exactly. Why do I want to hire you if you're going to get behind a mic and say, hey, owners, you're good. Don't be running from the people. I don't even know what that means. Anybody's clamoring for Kaepernick to play. I don't even hear that on a week-to-week basis till this story came up.
If you saw him throwing the way he did yesterday, he clearly has arm talent. Clearly
sure.
Looks like he's in shape. I think most people would say, gosh, this guy isn't on an NFL team. What's going on here? But it comes with everything else. You know,
yep.
It comes with the media attention that has been breathless now for 3 years. And I don't know. I guess I'm just totally ambivalent about the whole situation. I don't really know what to think anymore. Really, nothing has changed in my mind.
Check out Eric Edholm and all his fine work in the NFL from Yahoo Sports. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Have a good morning, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.